This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is my interview with Brea Bennett, a new NinWorks girl who, of course, was with Club Jenna before. Did this on the floor of the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, January 2008. Hope you enjoy this one. Feedback is always welcome. Raj at RogReviews.com. Thank you.
Wow, the legendary Brea Bennett. Brea or Bray?
Brea.
Yeah. I work in Brea.
Oh, right on.
So exactly like...
I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you from there?
No.
No, but you work there.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Brea Bennett from Arizona.
Yes.
Who did live and work in Brea.
Huh?
Or you worked or lived in Brea?
I worked there.
Yeah. Doing what?
I used to work in a real estate office. I was a receptionist.
Is that what you did before you became a legendary adult film performer?
Legendary, hardly. I was a high school student, then I was a beauty consultant, then I did the real estate job, and now I do this.
So, fairly short time from high school student to porn star.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It just does. I really don't know. It's not like I chose it. It kind of chose me. I just did. I just did it. It wasn't like I went out of my way or whatever. It just happened.
Okay. About how long have you been in the business?
It'll be 3 years in September.
And about how many movies?
Probably 100.
A lot for 3 years.
Well, I did a lot of girl-girl, Gonzo, and that's the majority of it. But as far as features, I've probably done like 10.
Mostly for NinWorks?
No, well, I used to be the Club Jenna. I was a Club Jenna for a year and a half, and it was time for me to move on, and I wasn't planning on signing a new contract, and it's kind of, as usual, fell into my lap, because I don't usually like to chase things. If something's meant to be, it's going to happen, whatever it is, and it happens, so.
Well, yeah. Looks like it worked out.
Yeah.
What was it like being a Club Jenna girl?
It was good for the time being. It was a good stepping stone for my career. So.
Certainly made you well known.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely like that. Now, we're looking here at The Four, which is the new Nin movie coming out.
Yes.
This looks like a pretty special project.
Yeah, it's extremely extravagant. I'm the main character. I'm Queen Gorgo. And we did our own stunts. We there's special effects, obviously. We had a panther, we had a couple panthers, we had horses, we did fight scenes, there's a whole script. I mean, this is like all the way.
It looks beautiful. Now, I hear you had some weapons training.
Yeah.
What was your weapon?
A sword. I did a little bit of everything.
Because you're the queen.
Yeah. So I threw a spear, I slit throats, that's basically it.
Did you have any funny weapon injuries on set?
No. I was very careful. Although I did fall down the stairs once.
Did you do your own stunts on that?
No, that was on accident.
Oh, that wasn't in the script.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. Do you have any favorite people to work with?
My all-time favorite, she's not in the industry anymore. Her name's Cody Milo. She's my favorite. I like Celeste Starr. I like working with Stephen St. Croix, Charles Dara.
So you do some boy-girl as well?
Yes.
But a lot of people know you for your girl-girl work.
Yeah.
Off-camera, girls, guys, both?
Well, I'm married. My fans know that. So, obviously my husband, but I love women. I can't live without women. So, every now and then, I bring a girl home.
So, if you had to categorize, would you say you're a heterosexual woman who likes to play with women or bisexual? So, if you weren't married, would you have a relationship with a woman?
I have.
You have. Okay,
yeah.
So, bisexual. All right. And he's obviously okay with what you do on camera.
Absolutely.
Have we ever seen him on camera?
Yes. He's been on my website. But that's it. We might do a feature together, but I don't know yet. I don't know if he wants to. I don't mind, but he's got to be able to handle the crew and everything.
Yeah, he's
so.
Gonna have to want to do it. Otherwise, it could be
right.
It could be tough on him.
Right.
All right. What would you say are your favorite movies of yours?
Probably this upcoming one is going to surpass everything. The 4 is going to be amazing, so...
Yeah, the trailer is playing over, so it's hard not to watch it.
Yeah.
So, now, we don't get to see, obviously, the sex because we're on the floor here.
Right.
But just it looks like a really high-end mainstream trailer.
It is. Well, they're planning on releasing it as a mainstream work, so...
So they'll pull all the sex out and just have a regular...
Yep.
So you'll be a movie star.
I will be a
big
movie star.
Movie star. Would you want to make that crossover to mainstream?
I'm a singer. I sing. I recorded my demo and I've handed it out to a couple named people. And they definitely want to hear what I do. So I think if you use porn as a business tool, it can be very rewarding. So I'm definitely looking for that next step.
What kind of music do you sing?
I write my own. It's alternative, some acoustic, some kind of like an Alice in Chains female version. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, is there any place we can hear that music yet? Or
not
wait,
yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. But we can look for it in the future.
Right.
Excellent. Let's see. What else? Have you worked with all the other Nin girls?
No, I've only worked with Jana before she was contracted. And that's it.
So nobody's worked with Cassidy, apparently.
Nope.
You all want to work with Cassidy.
Yeah.
So I've asked this question of all of you. How long are you going to give Nin to set up an on-screen tryst before you say, to hell with it, I'm taking her home?
Probably another week. Because that girl is just... She's irresistible.
So we got one at 6 months, one at a week, and one at, if not by tonight, she's taking her home. So I think Cassidy's in for a good next couple months.
Oh, and she'll enjoy it. She's definitely down for that. I know that.
Okay. Is there anybody else you haven't worked with but would just go for in a second?
Kirsten Price, although she's contracted.
Well, let's pretend there are no contracts.
Yeah, okay.
Just come work with you.
Kirsten Price, Sunny Leone. Let's see. That's it.
Sunny is great.
She's amazing.
Really hot.
She's gorgeous.
That would
my
be
type.
A good scene.
My type.
That'd be a real contrast there.
Yeah.
For those who may not have seen you, and I have no camera today, it was stolen, so sorry guys.
Oh, nice.
Describe yourself a little bit physically.
I'm blonde. I have green eyes. Really big horse teeth. I'm 32B, 22, 32, 5'5", 100 pounds, and I'm wearing warrior gear right now.
It's a really hot costume. We're going to have to look, get the 4 just for the hot costume.
Yep.
So, with you and Sunny, you would be the petite blonde, and she would be the rather statuesque brunette.
Right.
That could be hot.
Gorgeous.
Would that mean she would be in charge?
I'll let her do whatever she wants. I don't care.
Whatever she wants to do.
Yep.
You hear that, Sunny? You can do whatever you want to the woman. How often do we get to hear that?
Yeah, right.
Anybody else? Any guys that you would love to work with?
No, I think I've worked with the ones that I've wanted to. Yeah. I'm not like one that's like, oh, I really want to. Because, I mean, yeah, my scenes are great and they're wonderful, but it is my job and that's what I do. So it's not like I go to work saying, ooh, I want to do that person, I want to do that person.
You just want to do a good scene.
Yeah.
So whoever you'll do a good scene with.
Yeah. As long as they have good hygiene, they're good looking, and that's it.
Do you think you work better with guys you've already worked with?
Yes, by far. That's why I only work with a certain group of people. I don't work with different people.
They already know what you like.
Exactly. Like Charles and like Steven, Eric Masterson. They're easy. They're fun. The scenes are quick and easy, in and out in an hour, and that's it.
Sounds good.
Yep.
What other titles should they look for besides the 4? Because we can't see that quite yet.
Well, I know that my my first personal solo feature from Nin will be out in January. This January, at the end of the month. It's called Meet Brea, although you know me. And that's the only thing that everybody knows, that everything else is from Club Jenna. So other than that, that's coming out.
So there are some titles out there that you can check out.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of pretty good ones. But obviously, you know, we want to meet you in the next one.
Right.
Meet Brea, and then watch her in the 4. Is that Marco Banderas?
Yes.
Wow, this really looks like an amazing movie. How long did it take you to shoot?
10 days, and we still got a week.
Were you
but
on?
There were like 10 days of like 21-hour days.
Were
so.
You shooting every day?
Yes.
How many sex scenes do you have in the movie?
Two.
Plus fight scenes, and it looks like all kinds of costume changes and everything. So is it safe to say this is the biggest project you've ever been involved in? Wow, I'm impressed. We could just share this all day, but we will say goodbye to you.
Right.
Oh, you know, what's the fan response been like this year?
You know, it's been pretty mellow this year. But a lot more people know who I am, which is great. They come up, they don't say my name wrong, which is cool. So it's been, there hasn't been as many people as last year and the year before, but it's okay. I mean, every year's different. So
when you're in the Club Jenna booth, you kind of have to expect a mob scene whenever she walks in the room.
Yeah.
Here it's a little more spread out, but you have a nice line going.
I like it kind of mellow. You know, I'm a really normal girl, so.
You spend a little more time with each person signing.
Yep.
What would you say is the nicest thing a person has said to you during this show?
That I look better in person.
Do you think that's true?
I hope it is. I do, I hope it is.
You don't look quite as fuzzy in person as you do on the screen.
Or electric.
It's electric.
Or pixelated.
You absolutely are. What is the strangest thing someone has said?
Someone wants to get a tattoo of me on them.
A guy or a girl?
A girl. And I don't know. I try not to remember those things.
Would that be a little weird if someone showed you a tattoo of themselves on, or of you on their body?
Yeah. Because I'm very, very modest. I'm not like, I'm, you know, a big superstar. I'm just me. That'd be kind of weird. Like, what if I'm, like, decide that I want to go join a, become a nun? What happens after that, you know?
And they'll have sister whatever tattooed
sister
on
Bennett.
Their ass.
Yeah.
That'd be a little weird. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have one on the back of my neck. It's a Tibetan Buddhist mantra. And I have my everybody knows my little lily with my thorns on my ankle. And I'm planning on getting quite a few more. So
what is one that you really want to get?
I'm going to get a full sleeve on my right arm with all the eight auspicious symbols of Buddhism mixed with my music and all of that. So
interesting.
Yep.
Well, we'll be looking for you in more movies and your music and some other projects probably.
This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. The following is my interview with Brea Bennett, a new NinWorks girl who, of course, was with Club Jenna before. Did this on the floor of the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, January 2008. Hope you enjoy this one. Feedback is always welcome. Raj@RogerReviews.com. Thank you.
It'll get fixed in a little bit.
Cool.